What's up, everybody? I'm Maximum Mike, and this is Rock for Rookies. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. For those of you listening to my live show on www.rustymikeradio.com, broadcasting out of the heart of the ACI in Jerusalem, I have some bad news for you. This is not a live show. Actually, it's pre-recorded, because I'm not in the studio right now. I am at my wife's graduation, which unfortunately trumps you guys, but obviously not enough that I didn't have a show prepared for you, and I can guarantee you a chole magnifique à la oranges and tomatoes. Yeah, that's right. I think vegetables are rocking. What are you going to do about it? Let's start things off with a fantastic song from 1976. We're going in for the classic rock off The Who's 7th album, The Who by Numbers. This is The Slip Kid.
Keep away, old man.
And that was Slip Kid off The Who by Numbers from 1975. Now, there's a huge difference between this album and the last album, Quadrophenia. We get a much better look at Peter Townshend's songwriting standards because they're very sparse and dark in comparison to Quadrophenia, the previous album, where we had a lot of synthesizers and massive layers of overdubs. So he basically went in a brand new direction, and we got a new look at The Who. Moving on with the music, we're going to go into the band So They Say. They're an alternative rock band from St. Louis, and ever since they started out, I think they've put out like 3 studio albums and a whole bunch of EPs. This is off their first EP. They just keep losing their lineups. People are coming and going, and they really have a hard time keeping a band together. Let's take a look at them and see whether it's worth it at all, if they should have a band. This is Drink of Poison.
Yeah! will strike you down with a vicious blow. We are the vanquished foes of the meadow. We try to win for why we do not know.
That was Tenacious D and The Metal, requested by David Schleider. Thank you for writing in, buddy. That one was for you. But it's true, you can't beat the metal. Out of all the rock genres that exist right now, metal's the one that's lasted the longest. Started...
Yeah.
Now that was Alice in Chains and the song I Stay Away off the 1994 album Jar of Flies. What is going on with Alice in Chains? By the way, even though I just mentioned the Vines were one of the four main garage rock revivalists, Alice in Chains, obviously one of the four grunge bands. Soundgarden, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, and Pearl Jam. So that was obviously them at their peak. They haven't done anything at all. They never officially broke up, but Leigh Stanley's drug abuse and addictions kept them from performing, and then in 2002, he passed away. So they really haven't done anything. However, I'm very happy to announce that as of 2009, as of this year, they have finished a brand new album, their first in 14 years, and it will be released in September. So I have no idea who's doing all the singing for it, but still, Alice in Chains, let's see what they have to give us. Before that, we heard No Doubt, and the song ended on this off the Tragic Kingdom album, 95? Maybe? 96? What have they been doing? Well, Gwen Stefani went off and made a whore of herself. I mean, was prancing around as a pop star for a while. And finally, she's still doing that, except that No Doubt promised they were going to be giving us an album last year already, in 2008. The band started making posts in their MySpace group that they were working on it, and as soon as Gwen Stefani got off of her tour, she'd do the vocals for it. But then she got pregnant with her second child, and she didn't have time. Though they were supposed to tour, and now 2009, they are set to tour with Paramore and the Sounds, and Bedouin Sound, Clash, and Katy Perry. And they say that their new album is set for release in 2010. We shall see, No Doubt. Yes, you have not given us many reasons to believe you. Moving on. Let's get it a little harder right now. From Ron of Rock Rookie's favorite bands off their last album, Indestructible, from 2008, here's Disturbed with Criminal.
Every
That was Silverchair and the song Straight Lines off the album Young and Modern from 2007. Now, usually Silverchair are billed as alternative rock or post-grunge. This album was simply called alternative pop rock. It was pretty poppy, as you could hear, very soft. There wasn't a lot of rocking out in the entire album. It was okay, but I wanted to give you a chance at Silverchair. Haven't played them yet on Rock for Rookies. Now, before then, we heard from Godhead and the song Hey You. Now, here's the deal with Godhead. First of all, they were the only band that was ever signed to Marilyn Manson's Posthuman Records. And though they never really went anywhere with him, they managed to develop a really good cult following during their time there, made a lot of connections. They've toured with a lot of great bands, including Disturbed and Rammstein, Mudvayne, Orgy, The Dreaming Soil. They've had a really great time. They went in a tour of support of Jonathan Davis and the Simply Effin' Amazing, so that's pretty sweet for them. If I need to describe their music, I would say it's a mixture of, like, dramatic gothic rock, and then possibly they have some, like, alternative dance beats in there, which is pretty cool, and there's a bit of industrial sound. They, in their MySpace profile, at least, they give credit to David Bowie, The Cure, Depeche Mode, Pink Floyd, Ozzy, and Nine Inch Nails, which is pretty eclectic bunch of guys. I don't know if they go together so well, but that was Godhead, and of course, we started things off with Disturbed and Criminal. Now, we've come to the end of this, of part one, anyway, we've come to the end of part one, which means that we need to usually play Metallica, but not this time, but I am going to give you a classic amazing band to play instead of Metallica. I haven't played much off the Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy album up until this point, and I really want to give you a taste of it. So here, ending off part one, is the song IRS. I'll see you guys in part two.
Gonna get the IRS. Gonna need the IRS.
Welcome back to part two of Rock Rookies. I'm your host, Maximum Mike, and I hope you're having a fantastic time here on www.rockforrookies.com or rustymikeradio.com. Very sweet. By the way, a little Rock for Rookies news. I actually just got word. Some people sent an email, or a girl sent an email, and expressed interest in doing a regular pop show on Rock for Rookies. So we'll see where that goes from there. I just want to let everybody know. Now, we're going to go into some sweet classic rock right now. As late as 1981 for this song, it's off the album Moving Pictures by Rush. This is expressing the band's discomfort at being in the limelight and being so freaking popular. Also, check out, there are a lot of Shakespearean phrases in the song. Tell me if you catch any of them. This is the song Limelight. We'll be right back. Now that was Rush with the song Limelight off the album Moving Pictures, and with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximal Mike, and this is the news. First up, former Anthrax guitarist Dan Spitz underwent open-heart surgery on Friday, June 5th, after it was discovered that the main artery of his heart was almost completely closed. So, that's good that he's recovering. Get some more music out of him. Very nice. Okay, moving on, Pete Doherty of The Who was actually arrested on an airplane after the singer was detained in Geneva after he was found slumped in the bathroom on board a British Airways plane. The newspaper reported a hypodermic needle was found on the scene and wrapped in tissue by airline staff. You're going to get surprised about that. The man is a rocker, and he's also an old rocker. I mean, he's got to go out in a blaze of glory, right? Leave him be. Okay, so for all the people here in Israel who've been talking about the fact that Guns N' Roses might be coming to Israel, he said that he would. Well, at the same time, he's also fired his manager, Irving Azoff, at least 3 times in the last 5 weeks and rehired him. Why? Because he wants nothing more to do with the album Chinese Democracy, of which we just heard the song IRS before. The sales have done horribly, and Azoff was trying to get him to do something to try and get the sales back up for the album, but, you know, Axel was like, screw this, I don't want anything to do with the album, and he hasn't come out of his house in like 3 weeks. So don't get your hopes up. It's Axl Rose. He's mental. He thinks he's like, he's up there with like Bon Jovi, one of those people who think that they can piss all over their fans and get away with it. That's my little opinion. This is actually pretty cool. There's a new supergroup out. Just like we just had Chickenfoot, which has like Sammy Hagar and Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Satriani. There's a new group out there called Halloween Jack. They are a glam rock supergroup which has Gilby Clark, who is ex-Guns N' Roses and Rockstar Supernova, on guitars and vocals. Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction and Porno for Pyros, drums. Daniel Sherman, Garbage, Run DMC on bass. Eric Dover, who was in Slash's Snake Pit, and Alice Cooper will also be doing vocals and guitar, and they have set up June dates already to be touring in America this summer. So here's also, this is actually really fantastic news, Finch have just relaunched their official website. Finch are an amazing alternative metal band. Now, in celebration of this opening of www.officialfinch.com, they have released for free their last EP from 2008. I, for one, was right on it. Free download, a whole bunch of songs, go for it. Finch are amazing. Moving on, we have Rancid are apparently planning another split release. Usually, last time they did it with NOFX, a split release is when you have one CD case, two CDs from different bands on it. So Rancid have done it in the past with NOFX. This time around, rumor has it they will be doing it with the Dropkick Murphys, which is pretty sweet. Okay, I don't know why politics, what's going on, but no one has really heard from Chris Novoselic, the bassist from Nirvana, in a long time. He hasn't done anything musically in a really long time. Apparently, that's because he's gotten into politics. Okay, he has, he filed to run for county clerk in Waukegan County as a member of the Grange Party in a bid to bring attention to the problems he sees in the top two primary election system. That's what he's doing. He's getting all political and whatnot. Very recently, James Hetfield got on the had a huge interview with Classic Rock magazine, at which he spoke about the entire reinvention of Metallica during the 90s for Load and Reload and how they changed all their image. And he said that the record label really wanted to do that because they could get like a Bono kind of alter ego feel to them. That's what U2 did when he changed his look a bit in the early 90s, and they really wanted Metallica to do that. And Hetfield was not down with it. He specifically spoke about the cover art to Load, all this abstract art that Lars Ulrich and Kirk Hammett were very, very into. And he said that they were very into it, and they were trying to pretend that they were gay and get into this whole, like, really cool art. And that really bugged him. He thought that the cover of Load was just a piss take around all that, and he really never went along with all that crazy, stupid bleep. That's James Hetfield for you. Dude, you just mended the stuff, the fence with your band. You don't need to start pissing them off again. I don't know what he was going with that. Okay, a few more details on that whole Slash and Friends album that's coming out. Special guests are going to be Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones, Ozzy Osbourne, and Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. Now, if you want to know who Slash's backing band is going to be, it's going to be Jason Bonham of Led Zeppelin, Chris Chanley of Jane's Addiction, John Five of Ron Zombie and Marilyn Manson, and Frankie Perez also on guitar, and Teddy Andreas on piano and harmonica. Teddy Andreas was also Guns N' Roses and Alice Cooper, but like, currently. Well, that's all the news we have for this episode of Rock for Rookies, brought to you by www.antimusic.com and Rock for Rookies. Let's move on with music. We just spoke about them. Let's give it a little taste. Here's Rancid, the song Fall Back Down.
In my sight, I think I'll be a situation, gonna make it right. In the shadow of the darkness, I stand in the light. See, it's our style to keep it true. I had a bad year, I'm going through. I've been knocked out, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. It takes disaster to learn a lesson. You're gonna make it through the darkest night. Some people put shame on it, class treason. Wanna make everything alright. If I'm looking like really crazy, I'm way down, she betrayed me. Now my vision is no longer hazy. I'm very lucky to have my crew. They stood by me when she flew. I've been knocked down, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend.
If I fall back down,
you're gonna help me back up again.
If I fall back down,
we'll be right back.
'Cause I can't be too loud. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's really good to hear your voice saying my name. It sounds so sweet coming from the lips of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. Ladies, I never wanna say goodbye, but girl, you make it hard to be faithful with the lips of an angel. It's funny that you're crying. Talking to me, will it start a fight? No, I don't think she has a clue. Well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we
Okay, we started off the block with Rancid and Fall Back Down. If you were wondering whether the sound was off, no, the lead singer just sounds like he's singing when he has a whole mouthful of marbles in his mouth. That's his style. They want to sound bad. It's real punk rock. That's what Rancid is. But nonetheless, a fun rockin' song. But after that, we're from Zebrahead and the Junkie and the Halo off their 2007 album Phoenix. I thought it was a beautiful song. Very, very energetic. Pushing it to the limit. I really do love Zebrahead. I love the rock rap sound, and I always will. We ended off the block with Hinder and their big hit Lips of an Angel. I've played the acoustic track on Rock Rookies before, but I wanted you to get a taste of the studio version. It was very beautiful. Still, I do like the acoustic chords better. It definitely makes it more romantic, but this is a pretty good rock song. Okay, we are moving on to the album Payable on Death, 2003 by P.O.D. We haven't heard anything from them in so long. It's just, I don't know, they fell out of the spotlight immediately after Satellite. Payable on Death, the 2003 album, is the album right after their huge explosion into the music world, so it's a question, at least to me, why we didn't hear much after that about them, even though they have already put out 3 or 4 albums since then. Here, give it a little taste. This is the song Will You. Tell me what you think. Will you?
Yeah, you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot.
look at how you dress. Your best suggests another kind of guess. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to beg it all, but you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. Well, you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. This other guy you got, which other rooms are riding hot shot sugar? I could have swore you said before, no more for sure what I believe you for. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to beg it all, but you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. You're so damn hot. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to beg it all, but you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot.
Yarr, har, little Elstorm for your mateys. That was the Nancy the Tavern Wench. Elstorm Pyramedal.
Hells yeah!
Oh, it makes me want to go get a cutlass and swing off a vine in my house and... go, you know what? After hearing Elstorm, I don't know how any of you cannot go and change your Facebook to pirate mode. You know they have that on Facebook, right? Where it's, and you know you can choose languages on Facebook, Hebrew, English, so they have one called pirate. Okay? You can post a writing on your matey's wall. So, after Elstorm, I have the urge to go do that. Before that, we heard OK Go, and the song, You're So Damn Hot. If I ever make a movie, I'm going to use that song in it. I have, like, a whole mental checklist of songs that I would use if I ever had a movie. That would be on the soundtrack for me. Them and, like, Sugar Bomb and Sugar Cult and a whole bunch of other pop rock-style songs. That's the kind of movie I'd be making. No action for me. Straight up, like, teenage, you know, love, Euro trip, American Pie kind of movie. I don't know why. That's the kind of stuff that I'm more interested in doing. Kind of like a mixture between Scrubs and a chick flick. But made by me, so probably have more cursing in it. Okay, and we started off the block with POD and the song Will You. So please write me in. Tell me what you thought about that. Now we are moving on because we are nearing the end of this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. And I just rediscovered Paramore again. I know, what does that mean, rediscover? That means that I have so many of their CDs in my collection, and at random it picked one out and I was like, damn, this is good stuff. So I believe this is off their first album. This is the song Hallelujah.
Make possession. Just as long as I can share it all with you. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, come rain, come shine. Hell and back, the beginning in between till the end of time. All that shine. Thank you.
When I grow up, I'll be stable. When I grow up, I'll turn the table. My temper, I go mental. I'll try to be gentle. When I grow up, I'll be stable. When I grow up, I'll turn the tables. When I grow up, when I grow up, when I grow up, I'll turn the
That was Garbage, and off the album, version 2.0, the song When I Grow Up. I do miss them. They're also one of those people who've just been promising album after album, but Shirley Manson's too flippin' busy. But you know what? I think she should go join one of those supergroups. I don't know why. I think she'd be fun with a whole bunch of, like, aged rockers behind. Wait a minute. That's what Garbage is. A really hot girl with a bunch of aged rockers playing behind her. Oh well, if we had... before that, we heard Black Label Society and the song Rust. Black Label Society started by Zakk Wylde, the guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne, and obviously lead guitarist of Black Label... lead guitarist and vocalist off of Black Label Society. He is one good-looking rocker. Straight, blonde, long hair, nice beard, sweet guitar. Check out his pic on Wikipedia. You won't be sorry. And of course, we started things off with Paramore, pop, alternative, metal rock, and their song, Hallelujah. Well, we have come to the end of this episode of Rock for Rookies. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you enjoyed it on RustyMikeRadio.com, or if you're checking us out in the homeland of www.rockforrookies.com. Remember, you guys can get in contact with me at Maximum at RockforRookies.com. Find me on Facebook under Maximum Mike. I will be here next week, live, kicking it to you. Let's end things off right. This is Foo Fighters and the song Times Like These. Peace.
Thanks a lot for coming out tonight, you guys. I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away, follows you back home. And I'm a street light shining. I'm a white light, blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. I'm a new day rise. I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. And I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away and leave it all?
Thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you.